Hello Johnny and hello everybody, bienvenidos a los podcasts de Trainland. Aquí podréis aprender podcasts, bueno, podéis aprender inglés con episodios diseñados para personas como vosotros, personas que estáis ocupados, que no tenéis mucho tiempo. Aquí en unos minutillos vamos a aprender inglés, vamos a ver cómo ponerlo en práctica. También nuestras clases con un método único tienen las mejores reseñas de academias en Google, así que pruébalas gratis. Tu futuro está un podcast de distancia. Johnny, how are you?
Hey, very good, Stefan. Happy to be here teaching with you at this time. So, yeah, excellent. Hello, everybody.
Okay, good. So, Johnny, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today we are going to talk about jobs. Not only jobs, but verbs related to those jobs, right?
Johnny, can you tell us what jobs you did as a, maybe as a teenager, or your first jobs? Were they interesting?
That's a long time ago, Stefan. Like, but I'll try to remember. I remember my first job was working at an office.
Wow, you got a good job then.
Yeah, just learning how to use a computer on early ages, early states. So no, it was that was, and I really liked it. I really liked it. Yeah.
Wow. Well, my first job wasn't any near. My first job was putting advertisement leaflets into people's mailboxes.
Very good. Flyers.
Excellent. Flyers. And it was so boring that one day I counted every single mailbox. Okay. Buzón. Cada buzón fui contando, o sea, donde metía publicidad, contaba el buzón.
Sí. Well, what I didn't tell you about my office job is that I was un becario, so I didn't get a penny of.
Okay. Well, my second job was better. I was a waiter at a cafe, and that I really enjoyed it. I was because it was very active, like serving tables, maybe 3-4 tables at the same time, taking cakes, drinks. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
Very good. Excellent. Yeah. Well, my second job was working at a clinic in a reception. So that's
I feel there's a big distance between
us. No. So yeah, I have done
offices,
that.
Offices, clinics. You know, just
my hands are.
They must be really soft.
Very soft hands. So
that's what my father-in-law says. My father-in-law, he's a painter, so he paints. Okay. So he works hard, and when he sees my hands, he goes, "Your hands are too soft," he says.
Yeah, that's true. But I did work as a painter one summer. Mm-hmm. I remember this was a summer job. So it was hard job, hard work, but I enjoyed it. But it's true. It's hard. Yeah.
My worst job. We could do another podcast on worst jobs possible. So at the end of the podcast, I'll tell you what was my worst job ever.
Okay.
And the reason why.
Okay, very good. I'm looking forward.
So if you want to hear my worst job, you have to stay and listen. Okay, so Johnny, we have a new dialogue today. Mm-hmm. It's going to be quite interesting. Y os animamos, mientras escucháis el diálogo, que podáis buscar los trabajos de los que vamos a hablar, ¿no? The jobs we are going to speak about. Y bueno, Johnny me va a ofrecer varios trabajos y yo voy a ir rechazando, ¿no? Estar atentos al porqué de cada uno. Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, very good. Hello, so you must be Stefan. Please tell me, just what are you looking for, Stefan?
No has empezado bien, Johnny.
Ah, no he empezado bien, ¿verdad? Hemos empezado mal. Es que empezar por please take a seat es como que ya digo, ya está sentado. Entonces, ok. Stefan, sorry.
Es que al empezar así me has distraído. Pero empezamos otra vez.
Venga, volvemos a empezar. Very good. Stefan, please take a seat.
Oh, thank you.
So, Stefan, my name is Johnny and I am a career counselor. I help people like you choose a new career or employment. First of all, Stefan, what do you do at the moment? What's your job? And what did you study?
So at the moment, I am working part-time washing luxury cars. So I have to pay attention to detail, make them shine like the first day. And my hobbies are cooking and...
Well, that sounds very interesting. You know, I have an old BMW that needs cleaning. Maybe I should go visit you next time.
Sorry, we only accept really expensive cars.
All right, well, I see. Okay, so let's talk about different job options for you. Because you have to pay attention to detail. What do you think about becoming a chef?
I like cooking, but it's too stressful. Working in a kitchen, serving nice food that people will like. It is very dangerous also because we chop with knives, we cook with hot oil, etc.
I understand. Less stressful job is becoming a dentist. Well, my dentist works with classical music in the background. That's not so stressful.
But I think it's too smelly. People don't brush their teeth often enough.
You're right. Okay, next option is to become an accountant. Are you good with numbers? This job isn't very stressful. You can work in your own clean office.
I am good with numbers, but to be honest, it's too boring, I think.
And have you considered becoming a doctor?
Okay, I am good with people, but that would take too many years to study.
Okay, Stefan, I have the perfect job for you. You should become an air hostess.
Why?
Air hostesses are good with people. It's not boring. They travel to many new places.
Actually, that sounds interesting. I will look into it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Stefan, tell me, what's wrong with my old car? Okay, bueno. Hacemos una pausa aquí, si te parece, ¿no? Y sobre todo hacemos una pausa para que nuestros escuchantes sepan que no os tenéis que olvidar de suscribiros a nuestros podcasts. Además, si disfrutas nuestro contenido en plataforma como YouTube, LinkedIn o Twitch, no olvides dejarnos un like. Y si quieres aprender otros idiomas, pues también puedes escuchar nuestros podcasts en chino, en japonés, en Hanyu Chinese School. Y de inglés, pues aquí, en Trainer. No te lo pierdas.
Muy bien. Bueno, Johnny, hemos mencionado varios trabajos en este, ¿no? Y si nos da tiempo, mencionaremos más. El primero era career counselor. Johnny, what does a career counselor do?
Well, we find this people that we find them at schools, universities, for example. No, they go there and they try to help young ones to direct their life. So they give guidance, they provide counsel. So that's mainly what they do. Advice.
They give advice. They help to make a decision. Yeah. And it's not easy. It's not easy. This being a career counselor, they have to ask many questions, I think, to find out.
That's right.
Okay, but you are a good career counselor.
All right, thank you.
You are patient, very patient with me.
That's true. So another one, another job that we took was washing luxury cars, no?
Yes, we could say a cleaner, for example.
Cleaner, that's cleaner.
Right. So cleaners do an important job because without cleaners, everything would be like dirty. Like cleaners at the office, at schools, at hospitals, hotels. So whenever I see a cleaner at one of these places, I try to be nice to them. I say thank you, or I say good morning, good evening, because, you know, it's an important job. Without them, things would be dirty.
Yeah, that's fine.
Any verbs you can help us with related to cleaning?
Well, they have to mop. I clean, but at home, for example, someone who works as a cleaner, they iron, for example. No, they can iron something.
Sweep,
so dust, for example.
Quitar el polvo to dust. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sweep the floor.
Sweep the floor.
Okay, vacuum or hoover the floor, pasar la aspiradora. Okay, it's important. Yeah, I believe you, Johnny.
Yes.
No, I don't believe you. Okay, the next one was a chef. Okay, and it's important for Spanish listeners to remember that we don't say a chef. Chef is in Spanish. In English, chef.
Chef.
Okay, so chef. There's a big difference, yes? Mm-hmm. To be careful with that one. Okay, and I didn't like this job because I said that it was very stressful. It is very stressful working in a kitchen, preparing food in short time, very quickly. I think it's stressful. And verbs could be chop, for example, boil,
maybe. Fry.
Fry with hot oil, yes. Freír, okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, and where do chefs work, Johnny?
Well, chefs can work at restaurants, they can work at hotels, they can work at schools, in fact, or any place where there is a kitchen, and that they feed people. Se alimenta gente. There is a team, no, and there is a chef.
It's hard work, chef. They work a lot.
Long hours. Yes.
But I have noticed that chefs are passionate about their job. So because they like it so much, they love cooking and they love giving food to people, and they are passionate about that. Yes. Okay, next one, a dentist. Where does a dentist work?
Oh, he works at a clinic and... dentist.
Mm. Yes, we can say he works at a clinic or dentist. A dentist works at a dentist, is correct.
That's true.
Okay, and would you like to be a dentist?
Well, I don't like to go to the dentist, if I'm honest with you, but being a dentist, well, you said, no, one of the things I don't like is that it's a bit too smelly, no? The smell of the mouth of people. it's not a nice job. No, and I hate the sound. I hate that.
The cleaning.
Cleaning.
That's true. Yeah. I also don't like the smell of the dentist. It smells of disinfectant, like strong disinfectant. It has its own smell. Okay, next one. We have an accountant. Do you think it's an interesting job to be an accountant?
Yes, I think so. I like it. In fact, that's another job I did in the past, and I like numbers. So yeah, it can be boring, no? Sometimes numbers, and you're on your own. But
I think all jobs can be boring sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because I can remember different jobs, like, for example, a waiter. I was a waiter, but when there was nothing to do, like we were waiting, it was a bit boring. So, okay, yes.
And verbs for accounting, maybe you mark down, no? You account for.
Keep records.
Write down.
Work out, calcular.
That's fine.
Good job. Next one, a doctor. Doctors help people. They give medical advice. I don't know, any other verbs related to doctors?
I don't know. They check. They diagnose. They explore.
Okay. Yeah. Mainly help or assist people.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a good doctor?
Yes, I have a very good doctor. Takes a lot of time. Which is strange in these days. No, just doctors have a lot of work. And as you said about cleaners, no, I think during pandemic, both nurses, doctors. Cleaners at hospitals, they did an amazing job.
Yes, they did. Air hostess. I wanted to be an air hoster.
Okay.
When I was younger, because we flew so many times to England and to Spain, and I went traveling to other countries. I always thought it was such a cool job.
Okay.
Helping people, serving drinks. I always imagine an emergency and the air hostess, saving people.
Okay, very good, very good. And do you have the height to?
I think so.
To be just sorry because I have never met you in person. So just I don't know if you are tall enough just to be.
What's the minimum height to be an air hostess?
I don't know. Just I'm joking. I
thought there was a minimum height.
Maybe there is.
I was going to say something. I flew from London on Sunday back here. I was with my grandparents there last week, and coming back, on EasyJet, the air hostess, he was a man. He had such a cool voice. So when he picked up the microphone, that telephone to speak to us, it was so cool, his voice. Kind of like Matthew's voice, that deep sounding voice. Matthew's a recurring topic. He always comes up.
Yeah, he always comes up. That's right.
So if you haven't heard one of Matthew's podcasts, please do. Please do. You'll understand that, especially when Matthew laughs. Okay, so I think we've gone through all the jobs from the dialogue, but we have more jobs to talk about.
Yeah.
For example, engineers. Because in the lesson that we have on our campus, we speak about these jobs and we learn these, and engineer is one of them. Do you think it's difficult to become an engineer?
Well, I think so. No, you have to study large and you have to be really, really clever, no?
I think so. You have to design. Yes, engineers, they design, they prepare projects, they work on big projects also.
Yeah.
And they have to study a lot. And it's a big responsibility also.
It's a big responsibility, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Okay. From our list, is there any other job you'd like that we can speak about?
Yeah, well, just a footballer.
Football player.
A football player, that's right, no? I don't know, just you need to be fast. No?
So, healthy.
Healthy, very good. Yeah. So these days also, no? You need also to know how to talk in the media, no? If you're a star, no? So you need good manners and quite a few things.
Yes, and they train a lot
That's true.
Yeah, they train a lot. Okay, and I think it's also quite stressful for them when there are important games coming up. It's really, really stressful for them. There's a lot of stress, for them to do well. What about a musician? I think this is a hard job also to become a famous musician, because there are a lot of people out there who sing well, who can do very good. And it's not just singing. You have to also be a bit lucky, I guess.
Yeah. So verbs, no, related to this, they have to arrange, no, maybe to change a piece of music, or they also have to
compose, write.
Compose, that's right.
Okay, and one more, shop assistant.
All right. Shop assistant, that's very trending.
have you been to China, Johnny?
No, I haven't.
Okay, we have any listeners from China, they can agree, or if you've been to China When I was living there, the shop assistants would drive me crazy because they would follow you around the shop everywhere. And they would literally stand next to you. Of course, they saw me as a foreigner. They probably thought I had loads of money. So they wanted to assist me. But it was interesting because they literally were standing next to you. So yeah. And if you were looking at an object, they would be looking at the object too. And then they would talk to you about it. Yeah. And sometimes you just want to look. I like those shop assistants that say, do you need any help?
Yeah, that's
you say, no, thank you, I'm just looking. Mm-hmm. And they move away.
That's true. But not there. It doesn't happen there.
It doesn't happen there. Okay, time to tell you my worst job.
Okay, go ahead.
Lifeguard.
Oh. Wow.
I worked as a lifeguard in a small swimming pool. It was so small, actually, that you didn't need a lifeguard. Okay, by law, you didn't need one. But they wanted a lifeguard just in case. And I would open the swimming pool, take the leaves out of the surface, and then wait. Mm. And I had to be there for so many hours. And it was a summer job. It was so boring, really boring. And sometimes people never came down. Then some of the neighbors were complaining that some boys were playing football near the swimming pool or with a ball in the swimming pool, and they didn't like it. That was my worst job. So not too bad, even.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing.
Do you have a worst job ever? Do you have any experience to share?
Well, I don't know, really. I was thinking if I ever had a bad job, just
teaching English, maybe.
No, that's not a bad job. Just we enjoy that one. So I can't. I don't complain about the jobs I had. So.
Well done. Okay, so one last question, Johnny. If our listeners, they want to have a lesson with you, with Aline, me, Peter, or any other of the teachers, what do they have to do?
Oh, they have to go and visit www.trainland.com. And if they want to learn any of the other languages, like Chinese or Japanese, for example, they can go to Chinese school, HanyuChineseSchool.com. So that's the website.
The first lesson is free. You can have a nice free lesson with your teacher. You can practice English, see your level, and then learn how we teach, because we have our own methodology. Nuestro propio método que funciona muy bien. So, Johnny, thank you so much for your help today, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, Stefan. Hasta pronto, amigos.